This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we are in Oak Park at a house. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Amber. I'm the founder of SAC 916 and the mom to Luna B and Soli Bowl.
Wow, thank you. Today we are shooting an interview for our Displacement by Design documentary, going in depth about the displacement for minorities and other communities in Sacramento. Do you want to explain a little bit about what you do?
So SAC 916 is a collaborative of artists that we basically came together with the idea of bringing our musician friends and our artist friends and bringing them together in one space and performing and doing what they do, you know. Pretty much everyone I've met through open mics at Golden Bear. And so from there, it was like, we need to have more spaces. And so I just set out to try to find more spaces and create more spaces for artists and musicians.
We always need more spaces.
Yes, we do. And for as long as I've lived here in Sacramento, it's always been really hard to find spaces for hip hop. So it's been kind of like my mission to find more spaces for hip hop and the hip hop culture, because it's really far and few in between here. It's always been like a struggle between venues and musicians. Like, I can laugh it off, but like, honestly, like thinking back on just like, there's always been just like two venues that will do hip hop or have hip hop, like for as long as I can remember. So it's really nice that right now in 2025, there's so many more venues and folks opening up their spaces for our community.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, how long have you lived in Oak Park?
I've lived in Oak Park. Wow. I want to say we moved here in like 2005 to Oak Park. Yeah.
Wow.
So I've lived here for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. About that. But I did live here for a little bit in high school. Just like, I had an uncle who lived in Oak Park, so I was staying with him for a minute. And I lived here then, but I basically raised my kids here in Oak Park.
Around what year would you say you were first here?
I first moved to Sacramento, I want to say 1990. So I was like 15. Yeah, and we moved. I am originally from LA, but at the time I was living with my dad, and we were living in Sonoma County. And so he got married, and she was going to Sac State or something like that. And that's how we moved here to Sacramento. And I remember it being like one of the hottest places. It was during July, like in the middle of July. Like, yeah. And it was hot, like hot, 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 hot. And being from LA and like from Southern California and Bay Area weather is kind of generally the same. So, yeah, I was dying. I was like, why did we move here to hell? I remember that being like my first thought. And the summers have always been brutal for as long as I remember. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful. It's the only place I've ever really lived in for this long. Raised my kids. So, yeah, 30 years of Sacramento living. Yeah, I like it here.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Have you experienced anything related to displacement or the mistreatment of minorities around here?
I would say here in Sacramento, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't experienced that personally in Sacramento. Like, we've never personally experienced like prejudice from like any landlords or, you know, The cops are probably will be honest, the cops are the only thing that I've really experienced racism with. There's been a couple of times like people said like some off-colored shit or whatever, you know. Like there's one time with Luna, and this was in Oak Park at the Thrift Town, and Luna was a baby, so this was back in like 2000, and I'm holding her and her little kangaroo, and Luna's super light, you know. She has the German side of the family's genes, and you know, and even as a baby, she was literally like blonde haired and blue eyed. Like she did not look like my child. Like people thought I was a nanny all the time. And so one of the workers was like, "Oh, what a cute baby," and all that. And I was like, "Oh yeah, thank you." And she's like, "Are you the nanny?" And I'm like, "No, this is my child." And she was like, really? Like I thought she was gonna call the police and everything. I'm like, "No, this is really my child, like for real." So we've had that experience, and even her father had an experience with her in Midtown. This was like downtown, like so blocks away from like the governor's mansion or capital or whatever. And a Secret Service person came up to him, and this was actually during like all the George Bush times, you know, in the late 2000s, 2002, 2003 or whatever. And Secret Service person came up to my ex and was like, "Hey, like, who are you? Whose child is that? Da 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 da." But my ex was like, he's who he is. So he just kept on walking. He was like, "This is my child." He just kept walking. So yeah, so we've had weird experiences like that, but mostly the cops, like for real, for real. And not me personally, but my ex-husband, who is Hispanic, he has had numerous run-ins with the cops, like numerous.
Yeah, in our documentary, scenes by like the 90s and onward, displacement and other factors were already over with, but communities were dealing with the over-policing.
Very much.
The effects of the war on drugs.
Yes. Very much over-policing in the 90s and 2000s.
Really, I think it really began in like the 80s.
I would say though, here in SAC, because there was such a... What's funny is that there's like, there's this gang. There's always been a gang culture in Sacramento. And... even within hip-hop, like within rap music, you know. So that's where we would see it a lot with the police. They'd always be at all the shows. There'd always be some kind of funk with the police or, you know, some kind of weird. It was always like something weird. And just like I said, like that's why a lot of venues back then weren't open to hip-hop was because of the stigma of gang violence and all of that. I was even telling Luna back in the day, like, I'm like, what happened to the State Theater? Like, that was where all the black movies were played. You know, like, we had black theaters. Like, there was, and where only the black movies were played at. And that was, like, the State Theater. And I think, like, one out in Sunrise, but definitely the State Theater. Mm-hmm. There was another one out in, I want to say, like, Watt, I think, like, over by Country Club, you know, Country Club Lanes over there. There is one like down the way that always played black movies. But like now, you know, it's not like that. But back then it was like, that's where it was, you know, that's how it was. If you wanted to go see, I can't remember what was the last movie I went to see at the State? I can't even remember. But any of the horror movies, like all of the, like the Candyman, like all of those were just like, they were not ever played at the regular theater. And even I remember with the mall, it was always something with the mall too, like Arden Mall. If you went to Arden and you were of color, and if you were wearing baggy clothes or if you were wearing this, like you always got fucked with, you know. Even at Downtown Plaza, same thing. Downtown Plaza Mall, when it became like the open mall, we used to have a night called Thursday Night Market Oh my gosh. I think you were around, the kids were around then. So that was probably like in the early 2000s. And so what they would do, all of K Street, you know how K Street is now, right? All of that would be like all like closed off and stuff, like kind of like how they have the big farmers market going on. But then they would have at different block areas, they'd have like three or four different stages for music. So there was music, there was artists, there was vendors, there was food, there was all kinds and people. And it was free to the public, and the city put it on.
Wow.
Like it was so incredibly dope. But of course, there was some shit, some function, something jumped off one time and someone got shot, and then they just shut the whole thing down. And we never had that Thursday night market again. So, yeah. So, like, stuff like that, very much so. I would say that would be like the tone of that time. Definitely. Definitely authority over black folks. And maybe that's what brought us everyone together more. Was that, especially in hip hop, was that, we're all about fuck the cops and fuck the police, So I think even that, having that culture, that whole, what am I trying to say? That energy over the city, like over the kids, over, because we were just kids, we're all in our 20s and stuff. So, even like the skate culture, I could say the skate culture, it was very diverse too. So even like, they're like, oh, okay, there's black skaters too. We'll
Oh
fucking
yeah,
start
even
fucking you
until I was a
guys,
skater
start
kid.
fucking with you guys too, So it was like anything that if you were black and you wanted to have fun doing something, they would shut that shit down. Even the
No
state
fun.
fair too, state fair. State fair.
Wow.
So yeah. In that, so in that sense, I can say so. But as far as like, as like I said, like as far as like, I've never lived in a place where I felt like discriminated against or anything like that. Never really worked at a place that I felt discriminated against, but definitely the police mentality around here is like, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah. Do you have any experience with the gangs that are around here and some of the activities that go on?
Not personally. Every gang member I've ever known, which is probably through my ex-husband, is fucking sweetheart. I mean, I've never personally have like, even when we lived in probably maybe the worst of Oak Park that we lived in was like 42nd Street. Was probably the worst. And there wasn't even gang activity, it was more drug activity. I know that there's been certain times like with my son in particular, and maybe it's an age difference because when I was living in Oak Park, I'm in my 30s, 40s, raising my kids, but with my son, a little bit different, definitely a few times like having to tell him like, yo, like you can't wear that. We're going to this spot. Don't be looking at Pete. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. Just to protect him. I know that a lot of time corner being with my ex-husband too, him being Hispanic, hella times being like someplace and people would be like, where are you from? Like to the point it's like traumatic when people ask me where I'm from. Like I'll be like, what you mean where I'm from? You know what
Don't
I'm
worry about it,
saying? Like, don't worry about where I'm from. I'm from here, And like that kind of thing. But not ever like, we've never really experienced a drive-by or anything. I don't think we've had anyone personally pass from like any type of gang violence, but we do know people who have died from gang violence. We do know people who have, who get caught up and stuff. So, and but there's been a few kids that we've also have saved, like between my ex-husband and I, and when we lived on 51st Street, that was when my son was in high school. And so a lot, lots of young folks coming in and out. You know, Soul. He's been the same person since he was freaking 13, 14. You know, he's just very open. Like, come over to my house. We have burritos. Come over. My mom make you some fried chicken. We got spaghetti. Yeah, you know, so
invite me over.
You know, heck yeah, you'd probably be over too. So yeah, we've had a lot of experiences with, you know, kids that are dabbling or whatever, and just, you know, we'd be just be talking to them like, you know, humans, because we're all human. We understand, you know, and it's a choice. You know, you have the choice. And I think too, giving people hope, like people of color, people of brown skin, especially in Oak Park. One thing I've learned about Oak Park is that a lot of people who have lived there don't leave. And that's true for a lot of ghettos. It's true for a lot of minority areas, you know, that they, mm-hmm. a lot of families just, they won't leave. They stay, you know. And I think giving people, just being a person of experience and sharing experiences and sharing, you know, hey, you know, we've been here. We've taken kids camping with us, like beach camping, like freaking six deep in the car when there's only five, you know what I'm saying? And come with us, you know, and like life really like life changing things, you know, just because we can and because that's what our community needs, you know, like each one teach one, you know, and it really does take a village. So, you know, I've just, yeah, in those situations, like I said, there's been so many kids that I just, they call me mom, you know what I'm saying? And just because of that, because I've just like shared so much of like my love and experience about life. And it's like, get out there and live, because we've all been there. Like, don't get stuck. Too much.
Yeah, there's so much in the world. It's really sad that people may so never much. Leave the city, you know, or their neighborhoods. What are you looking forward to see from the city? Like, do you want to see any changes? Do you want to see anything?
And within the scene, I would love to see venue owners. I would love to see the city take our music scene more seriously and not take it. I would love for them to see it as art and not as a cash cow, because that's where, you know, that's where it's at. Like, that's really how they see us. They see artists as like, oh, they can, if they can bring people into our venue, we're making money. And then, you know, but hip hop, our music scene, our young people need a hub. They need something to go to. Yeah. You know, like Lab Rats has built a beautiful thing with their Sunday sessions. What's going on now at Flamingo House, it's being built. It's like, it's a beautiful thing. But if you notice, it's not hip hop, exactly hip hop. So if it was something that was like hip hop, like for real, you know, Flip a Beat Club's doing their thing, but again, it's producers. It's not just like, you know, they can bring in a hip hop artist if they want, you know, if MCs don't come through, they still have something going on. That's not necessarily, but it's still hip hop. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I love what Mons is doing with the community. But like, yeah, we need people to believe in the hip hop culture, because it's one that has been here for fucking 50 years. It ain't going nowhere, and it's done more. It's recognized around the world. It's worldwide shit happening. You know what I'm saying? And that is damn near a religion. So like, you got to recognize it at some point in time. You know what I mean? You have to give people an outlet. Because if you don't give us an outlet, things are going to get hella rowdy. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We're going to start creating our own outlets, you know, which is actually, that's the spirit of hip hop, you know, but it would just be really nice if Sacramento would give like the brown people some love, you know, some real, real love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's why I do SAC 916. It's my passion.
trying to think if there were any other questions I wanted to ask you. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Okay.
Are you going to be continuing to stay in Oak Park?
What's that?
I said, how long will you be continuing to stay in Oak Park?
Oh, my goodness. Well, here, as long as they'll have me.
Mm-hmm.
The rent here is very, very nice. So I'm very happy here. We've been in this place for at least for 6 years, since 2019.
Nice.
And it's honestly like the longest place I've lived in Sacramento. I can honestly say that.
That's great.
So, yeah, that's for real. Even after having our own home.
Do you notice a lot of like residents or neighbors around?
I don't really know my neighbors that well. It's bad. I know. They kind of get on my nerves. I'm not going to lie. But that's Sacramento. That's Oak Park for you. You know, that's
either you love your neighbors or you hate them.
Yeah. But I do. I appreciate my landlady. She lives right next door, and she's like 90 years old. And this was her house. She raised her children in this house, and then I think they either bought that house or built the house next door. And it was like connected at one point in time.
No, I pulled up. I was like, wow, it looks like this house is like part of this house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that must be Luna's.
Like,
house
can you imagine?
There.
I would love to have something like that. Yeah. So I'm like, if they ever decide to sell this house, yeah. So we're really good, and I have a great relationship with my landlord. So it's good. I don't see myself leaving.
That's great.
No, although I do like Midtown. Like when I grew up in Sac, I was either in Midtown or Oak Park, but I love me some Midtown. Midtown's just so accessible.
As someone who's from Elk Grove, it's all the same thing to me.
Yeah,
it's so funny. I'm like, man. But thank you for coming on to the podcast and letting us interview you for our documentary. Where can we find Sac Artist Collaboration?
You can find Sac Artist Collaboration on Instagram, and it's sacartistcollaboration.916. You can also find me on Facebook under the same thing. And what else? Oh, you can find me if you want to personally get in contact with me outside of Sac 916. Amber Like the Gym. That's what I am on Instagram as well. So that's my personal handle. But yeah, or you just see me around town and say hello.
Yeah, I always see you around.
I'm always around. So.
But yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's good talking with you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thank you for having me be part of your interview.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Good job, Jabari.